Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we linked up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment
Hello, it is me. It is I, Sugarlicious Me of Block Talk Radio. How's everybody doing today? It is Monday. My clock says 8:01, but I am like saying 27 minutes already into the stream, so I don't know what the hell is going on with Block Talk Radio. So they need to get their shit together, because on my clock, it is 8:01. I don't know about everybody else, but that is what I am showing. Anyway, it is Monday. 8:02 right now in Southern California, also Northern California too, because their time hasn't changed. In the, what is it, Midwest, the South, it is 11:02, and no, it's actually 10:02. It's 10:02, and then in the East Coast, it's 11:02. How's everybody tonight? This is my second show since I've been back, and I am really excited. I really had thought about stop doing my show altogether, as I had talked to most of you, and due to so many people telling me that they don't want me to stop my show, I'm going to continue on it, I guess. Anyway, but hopefully my blog talk show will be soon. Anyway, how is everyone tonight? I think I already asked that, right? Come on, Jenna. Just get with what you're going to discuss. Okay, so my topic tonight, and appropriately, trust me, is if he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you. Now, let me explain to you why I decided to actually do this particular show. A friend of mine, if you can call her that, has been talking to this guy who's married for, goodness, at least, they've been talking for about 2 years. Anyway, he's married. He was honest with her. He told her he was married. He gave her this line of bullshit that, you know, his wife doesn't understand him and he needs someone to understand him and, you know, la, 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 all that bullshit. So anyway, you know, she confided in me a year ago that she was seeing. She actually confided in me and a couple other friends that she was actually seeing a married guy. Now, my whole response to that was, you're a fucking bitch. You're a fucking whore. Because, honestly, I am so against that it's not even funny. But that's my own personal thing. Because, to me, if you're married, and ladies, that goes for your asses, too. If you're married and you're not happy in your relationship, then you need to step out of your relationship before starting an affair, before cheating. Now, I know a lot of these females worship and idolize, oh, my God, scandal, Olivia Pope. And she is basically the high price call girl. Not call girl, I'm sorry, side chick. I should have said call girl, side chick. Because to me, all you girls who are just glorifying Olivia, and yeah, I said Olivia Pope, because the reason why is because all of you heifers watch Scandal, and all of you heifers, I'm sure, most of you, are like rooting for Olivia. I'm sure you are. And one thing she said which amazed me, and even though I don't watch Scandal, what I have watched, I know his wife is a pure bitch, but even if you're the president and you're cheating, then you need to get out of the relationship and move on and get with your side chick before she becomes your side chick. But one thing she said, you have to earn me. If you're sleeping with him and he's married, he ain't got to do shit because you're allowing it. I'm telling you, every time I see a chick say, yeah, his wife don't know what she's got, his wife this, his wife that, he tells me he loves me, one day he's going to leave her, I am absolutely amazed at your stupidity. Now, I'm sure I'll get a lot of females that's going to be like, fuck you, sugar, and honestly, I don't care, because you know it's true. We all know it's true. Have I ever dealt with a married man before? Yes, and I told you the reason why I did, because I had no clue he was married. I talked about that last night. But as far as a relationship goes, you have to respect that. You have to respect someone else's relationship, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's indifferent, whether it's shitty. That ain't your business, and you should not be involved in a relationship if someone else has a relationship with someone else. You're still a cheater. You're still a whore. I'm sorry, but you are. You're a mistress, and you're a side chick. Now, the term side chick, some of you don't think you are. Why? Because you think, oh, he really does love me. He really does want to be with me. He calls me all the time. He'll take me somewhere. He'll lie to his wife. Trust me when I'm telling you that, yeah, he takes you places. He lies to his wife. He may even give you some money. And then if you're engaged, even some lending. But we're going to talk about that later on. But as far as real life, and hell, SL2, you are still a side chick. Now, think about it. A lot of you side chicks become the total woman, become the mother, the wife, the whole nine yards, walking down the aisle, if it's an SL, walking down the aisle several motherfucking times, and you're no longer the side chick. Now you're the girl, you're the wife, you're the man. Don't you realize that now that side chick position is open? What makes you think that a man that cheats on his woman, his wife, his girl, won't cheat on you? I mean, seriously, if you are that dumb, and I'm sorry, like I said, I know I'm going to get a couple of people who's going to be pissed, but if you're that dumb where you don't see that a man cheating on with you is going to cheat on you, then you're sadly mistaken. Now, I'll say, in some cases, and not many, he falls in love and he no longer cheats.
Bullshit.
He no longer cheats. You're the main thing for the rest of your life, be an SL, be real life. But let's face it, ladies, and we're going to stick to the SL issue. You and I both know that if he's making a two to be with you, and you're the side chick, and you're the chick that's the main on that tune, please believe me when I tell you, if he's made one character to be with you and he has a character to be with his woman, there's going to be a 3, 4, 5, because let's face it, that's how it is. Now, you may think, oh, and roll your eyes and know he would never do it to me. Trust, if he's doing it to his woman, the woman that is he's with, that he's probably paying bills with, making us life with, got kids with, what the hell makes you think that you won't be in that position soon? That's where we get all mixed up, because we believe the bullshit. We believe everything they tell us. They could have, in their wife's eyesight, a perfect marriage.
But in his eyesight, if he ain't trying to leave her, then trust what I'm telling you. He just wants extra pussy, and that's what you are. You were just something for him to do at the time that he's doing it. Don't get confused. Don't get your little, oh, my God, he loves me. No, you ain't Jill Scott, and he don't love you. Because if he really loved you, he wouldn't put you in the position of being the side chick. That's the whole thing. He would never put you in a position of being the extra, being the one he's got to sneak and call, being the one he's got to keep on the hush-hush, being the one that his parents don't know about, being the one that his boys barely know. And his boys may know about you. His boys may know more about you than you want them to know. His boys may know how you get down, how you doing it, how you all that. Trust and believe me, because when you're the side chick, you're talked about like you're the side chick. And if you don't believe me, you should be a fly on the wall and hear some conversations, because trust and believe when I tell you, that I have a brother that used to talk about, he had a main woman, his girl, his wifey, and he had two side chicks. And I remember when we were in high school, and I remember how he used to always talk about his side chicks to his boys, how they did this, how they did that, how they sucked them off. I'm thinking, well, damn, really? You getting that girl's, all that girl's business. So when she came around, of course the guys was eyeballing her and, you know, wow, man, you lucky. Yeah, you lucky, all right, because she's in the backseat of your car giving you head when your wife got enough fucking respect to bring your ass inside and do the thing. And don't get it twisted when they tell you, oh, yeah, my wife ain't getting down like that. My wife don't give me head like that. That's usually bullshit. That's usually bullshit. And if you buying it, then you stupid. Because honestly, why is he still with her? Don't let him fool you and tell you, yeah, the bills, this, this. Bullshit. There's something that's making him stay at home. And it ain't the kids. Because most men be like, ah, new pussy. All right, kids, I'll see you on the weekend. So don't get it fooled. Don't get it twisted. Don't. Anyway, when I come back, I'm going to tell you the little story about my friend. And you'll think, wow, for real? Yeah. Be back in two. Hello, it is me, I am returning. If you just joined into the show, I am talking about cheaters. If he cheats with you, he'll cheat on you. Now, I just had a real life, somebody just hit me up in real life and said, you know what, real name by the way, you know what, Sam, that's really fucked up because you're acting like it only happens to women. Like, women are the only ones who are the ones that are the victim, when that is not true. Now, this is coming from a guy I told you about when we were in high school, only talked about what he was going to do and this, that, and the other with his boys. But okay, all right, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It does happen. It does. Not as often, but it does happen where a woman would cheat on her husband, and she has no intentions of leaving. So he's, what, the side dick, I guess you would say. So it happens, and as I said, it happens, but it does not happen often. I don't care what you say. I don't care. You know, I'll go ahead and throw it in there because my brother asked me to. But the fact of the matter is, and it is the truth, more women than men go through this. And you know what's the truth. Sorry, I had to talk. Anyway, we both know that that's the truth. He is honestly saying that I am not being fair. I feel like I'm being fully fair. Fully fair. Is that a word, fully fair? Fully fair. Yeah, that's it, fully fair. New word. Write it down, people. New word. Sugar just did it. Fully fair. But I honestly feel like I'm being fair because for the simple fact, a lot of times we women get so emotional and so we're not feeling, and we meet that guy that we feel is perfect, perfect for us. And we don't care that he's married. It doesn't matter that he's married because all you see is what the future can hold. You don't think about that woman. You don't think about his wife. You don't think about his girl. And you need to start doing that. When you're fucking around with somebody else's man, you need to start being unselfish and think about what she might be going through and how you would feel if you were in that same position. Because a lot of times as women, we don't think about the other woman. We just think about him. We're so busy talking shit about how she's selfish, how she's this, she needs to let him go, that we are so disconnected from what she might be going through as being the woman in that position. Now, by saying that, put yourself in that position. If he finally came to you, he left her, left the kids, or however the situation is, and he now belongs to you, he's yours, or so you think. What happens if he decides that I want somebody else? I need another side piece. What happens then? What happens to you? What happens to your feelings? Do you then realize what she went through and then you talking shit about him? Usually on Facebook about he ain't no good, he ain't shit, this, that, and the other. But the fact of the matter is that you put yourself in that position because you messed around with somebody else's man. Let's face it, it's wrong. I don't care how you try to camouflage it, color it, whatever, put pretty flowers on it, spray perfume on it. If it's shit mistakes, when you spray the perfume, it's still shit and it still stinks. You're just covering it up. Anyway, I've got a guest caller tonight who is going to tell us something about her experience. Caller, you are now with Sugarlicious. Now ask who you're speaking with. I already know, but they know.
The fall mission to the ISS. It has been a soggy day across Central Florida, and there's even more rain.
Caller. Caller, I know who we're speaking with. Who are we speaking with right now?
Hi, this is Bumshi.
Yay! My goddaughter, by the way.
Yay. Hi, godmommy.
Hi, godbaby. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. If anybody knows my godbaby, she's extremely opinionated.
Oh, me?
She doesn't
no.
care. Yeah, you. She doesn't care. Who listens? She don't care. But she's extremely opinionated. I'm going to let her drive this car. Go ahead, baby girl.
I would just like to say a couple things. Number one, I'm going to speak for both parts here. I'm going to play the devil's advocate first. Because side hoes, excuse me, I mean the misunderstood women, have a story to tell as well. Now, I've heard personally from a friend of mine who did this foolishness, her side of the story once before. In my mind, I can't for the life of me ever understand why no one thinks to do backups or check, like they do backup stories or check the histories, but that's not my business. I'm not here to judge. Okay, I am a little bit. Anyway, so a friend of mine, she was a friend, she isn't anymore, put herself in a predicament where she was dating a guy who swore up and down he was single. He only wanted to date her. And it was interesting because he owned a club as well as a strip club. And we used to get in for free. And I'm not going to lie, when he said he was single, I said, okay, if he's single, why don't you talk to him? And so she was like, okay, and I told him, I gave her three specific rules. I said, first of all, don't sleep with him until after 3 months. Not because of Steve Harvey's rule, but because at that time we were 21, and according to him, he was 28. I'm smart, and sometimes I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid. You're 28, she's 21, you have to want one thing, but I'm going to give you a three-month trial to make sure that you make some kind of sense. She said okay to that. I said also, make sure you ask 5 questions in a row and always, always, always go back to question number one. If something doesn't sit right, let it go. And I told her thing number three, if at any point in time, your phone rings with other chicks telling you anything about your man, you confront him, and he doesn't give you an answer in the first 5 seconds, you need to let it go. These were the rules, right? She broke rule number one in 2 weeks. Called me.
Oh,
I just wanted to tell you, I slept with him. Don't be mad. I said, I'm not mad. You're grown, you know. Now we're 21. You do what you want to do. And then we kept going to the club. Drama started happening. Girls would hit her up on Facebook. One girl found her number. Lord have mercy. The girl left like 10 voice messages going off about how that was her man and she needs to leave her alone. All the while, there were 2 more different girls going off on Facebook about how that was their man. Okay. Come to find out, homeboy was really 32. And
he was what?
And he was 32 years old, on top of that, had the audacity to have about 7 girls in rotation, one of whom was pregnant. And she was upset, and she got something. And she came to me, and that's why we fell out, because she came to me, and she was like, hey, I caught something, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I wasn't trying to be an asshole, but God, mommy, you know how I am, and sometimes that's how it sounds. Oh, well, don't care. So I said, are you sure you got it from him? Not to say that she's a hoe. However, I know men enough to know if you're a man and you have your stuff in order and you know what you have and what you don't have, and the female that you're messing with comes to you and says, hey, I think I caught something from you, and you know you don't have that, now you look at her funny. Because, you know, when it comes to side hoe situations, even if the man has been stepping out, the woman will always get that look. So she was upset and in her feelings, and she was crying, and she thought she was the only one, and he swore up and down that him and his ex were no longer together, and they still were. Matter of fact, she was his main, and my friend at the time was just the side. So she was devastated and blah, blah, blah. So that's that side of the story. Sometimes, even though the rest of us look at you and say, how do you not know? Sometimes they really don't know. Now, on the other side, because I heard you talking about Olivia Pope, and I just don't feel like anyone should talk about her, side hoe or not. I like her, so we're not going to talk about her being a side hoe, okay? We're not going to talk about her being the black Monica Lewinsky. We're not going to do it to her, okay?
But she is.
That's fine. I didn't deny it. I'm just saying I don't want to talk about her.
She doesn't want to talk about it. I knew that's where I was going to go.
Not her. But in general, I'm going to put it like this. Whether it's real life or it's Second Life, I've been seeing this thing where everyone's saying that, oh, side hoes are winning now. The side hoe no longer knows her place, blah, blah, blah. I've been seeing older people say, this must be a new thing with you youngins and side hoes. Let's not mince words. Martin Luther King Jr. had side hoes. Let's not forget. Don't act like you don't know. Some of y'all's parents had side hoes, whether it's your mom or your dad. Yes, I said it. Be mad if you want to, but it's the truth. The difference between then and now, and I know because what was the name of that song where the side hoe called her talking about how, and then she told him, well, I pay his bills and his bath water, I run that.
Woman,
and I could
woman to woman.
Thank
woman
you very
woman.
Much. So
my
we know the side hoe has
song,
always been around. We know this. But for some reason, 2014 reality TV has these girls so twisted that they feel like they can come out the woodworks and knock on the wife's door and be like, hi, excuse me,
right.
I've been sleeping
right.
with your man. And see, me personally,
by the way,
God forbid, right, like, by the way, excuse me, thought you'd like to know that, hey, hey, I've been sleeping with him. And I'd be the disrespectful one to say, hey, hey, that's great. Me and him have conversations about you every night. As a matter of fact, that one time y'all slept together and he name dropped, he was calling my name. And also, I contracted clap from him, so he still has it, which means you might want to go get checked. Not that I actually have anything, but I feel like since she came to my door, she might want to sweat for a little bit. So I see all these girls watching reality TV and watching people like Jocelyn from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta get the man. But watching Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Jocelyn is crying every other episode talking about Stevie can't go to the strip club, but he met you in the strip club. What do you mean he can't
right.
go to the strip club?
Exactly.
When
exactly.
you were with him, he was married and you knew these things. I don't like when a woman knows a man is married and listens to the man when he says, oh, but I'm not happy with my wife because
right.
she does this and she does that,
mm-hmm.
and we're about to get divorced. That's that dangerous word right there, about to.
About to get
not
divorced.
Even
exactly.
going to, not even have, because that was the same show as, was the Mary Jane show, the one with Gabrielle Union? That one, becoming Mary Jane or being Mary Jane, whichever one. She slept with a married man. He, well, she didn't know originally that he was married, but she found out. Then she decided to go tell the wife when she saw her in public, and the wife read
Isn't
her
that some shit?
Blue.
Hmm? Isn't that some shit? Let me tell you that that your husband's sleeping with me because you deserve to know.
Yeah, because I feel like as a woman, you should know from me, the one he's sleeping with in
right.
public, that this is what's going on. And I just feel like it's sad. Like, once there's always been side hoes. I'm not going to sit up here and play dumb like some of the rest of these people do. I'm not about to sit up here and act like I don't know that every man is capable of cheating, because I'm not going to say every man does cheat. But every man, just like every woman, is very capable of cheating. But I want to know what it is with women that makes them decide to do some dumb shit. Like, I'm going to call the number one when I know I'm possibly number five or six. Because I'm telling you now, every man that I've seen that is the side hoe and he knows he's the side hoe knows better than to call the number one dude and say, hey,
right.
sup,
exactly.
thought you'd like to know that when you kiss her, you tasted me.
Exactly.
No, sir. Nobody does these things. So why do you feel so comfortable? Especially, I don't know, because in real life, I don't talk to stupid people that much, but somehow on SL, some people slip through the cracks. I think it's because of Facebook, and I see the foolishness, and I'm sitting here watching them go on and on and on about how, oh, yeah, he was your man, now he's my man, and we love each other, and fuck you, and that's why we gonna stay happy forever, and every other status is about this ex-girl who's moved on. And then, homeboy, you see Mr. Man laid up in pictures with other girls, and meanwhile you're sipping your tea talking about, but that ain't
not only business. That. Not only that, and we're about to be cut off air, but we'll be still talking, people, so you can hear the rest of it later. But not only that, the thing that gets me is the fact that you talk about when they make offs to be with you.
Oh.
Make him think he doesn't have another off or another off or another freaking off. Seriously.
Actually,
nobody can't
let
be
me
that
tell
weird.
You about, there was some tea, actually, that I saw on my page. And this lady is my great-great-grandma, but you know it's SL, so I got a lot of family. And I saw, and I remember I was disgusted by it. I didn't like how they posted it on Facebook, but, you know, it was juicy, so I still kind of read it. I know it's bad, but it was juicy, so I had to read it. Basically, this my great-grandma and her husband had been married for a while. Turns out he started sleeping with their daughter. And
oh,
the
wow.
girl's excuse was, her excuse was, I never called him dad. I never claimed neither one of y'all like that. And me and him are happy. In her profile, she had pictures of the two of them laid up having sex, blah, blah, blah. And I'm reading this, and the girl is really going on, and she's convinced. Me and him were never father and daughter. I never called him daddy. And he's my lover, and he's this, that, and that. And I don't
wow.
care what none of y'all have to say. And if you are making him happy, and I'm just reading this like, oh, this is juicy. This is sad. This is juicy, though. So you really sat here and had sex with your second life father and then came
yeah.
back and said, but you never called him I'm sure you did call him daddy, just not in front of people. But that's besides
exactly.
the point. You still, like, I get that it's SL, but I want to understand what it is in people's mental that lets them think this person is somebody I claim to be my father, and so on. Like, Godmommy, me and you had this conversation before. If I claim you to be my father, my godfather, my uncle, I'm grown now on SL. I won't
right.
be sitting on your lap. Okay?
Right.
We're not doing that. I'm not doing any of this extra touchy-touchy, oh, daddy, no, because in real life you do that mess with your stepfather and watch you get molested.
Mm-hmm.
So in SL,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to happen. So all this extra you going to claim that you need a new father, this is why so many mothers on SL are skeptical about grown children, because you claim you want a father and you're single. Then all of a sudden, your father becomes daddy. Not your father,
right.
no daddy. That's that extra BS that I'm talking about. All these side hoes all of a sudden want to come out like it's a new side hoe day. And it's still the same old day. You're still the same old side hoe from down the street that nobody talks to. You're still loose. Nobody likes you still. And
oh
no man
God.
Stays with you still. But you're still talking. Why are you still talking? That's just my question. I just want to understand.
It bothers me that people can say, oh, it's SL. Like, that makes it okay. Like, you're
mm-hmm.
role-playing someone being your sibling or your parent. But once you put yourself in, and believe me, you have to put yourself in a position to want this, because it just doesn't come overnight. You put yourself in a position
mm-hmm.
to want this and to want to do it. How can you really sit there and say that it's okay because it's SL?
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's within you as a person that I think would do that shit out of SL. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what I think.
No, but while we're at it, see, Godmommy, I feel like your speech earlier was kind of one-sided. Here's why. These men who keep side hoes, y'all need to get like your wives. Here's why. I guarantee you, your wife, the one that stays home and forgives you every time, her side hoes have never called your phone. Her side hoes have never even hit you up. She keeps them in check. Why is it your woman can keep her hoes in check, but you still can't? This is the problem. If you think you're man enough to go cheat on your wife, your girlfriend, significant other, I almost want to say I can understand your girlfriend because according to the law, you're still single. Okay, you can have that. But if you're man enough to do it, why are you not man enough to keep them in check? Why are you not man enough to say, hey, look, I fuck you, yeah, because, well, you know, sometimes you got to fuck, and my wife is mad at me, my girlfriend is mad at me, so I fuck you, but please make sure you don't ever call, hit up, talk to, if you see her walking the other direction, never, ever, ever contact my number one. I want to understand why they don't make sure of that.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure I don't think that it's a thing of not doing it. I think that they do, but I think women, we don't give a shit. When you mention the fact that the side hoes are the males, most men don't give a shit. Most men don't want to be the main. They just want to do what they're doing. Hey, you somebody else's wife? I don't give a damn. I just want what I want. And you know that's true. So they don't want to be the main. They're not looking to keep you or looking to take you from your wife or your girlfriend or for your husband. They don't want that. They don't want to take you from your husband. They could give a shit less. They got what they got, and that's all that they want. You come to them, they got their open. I'm like, what was it, Big Daddy Kane? I get the job done. I met, you know, that's what it is. They're not trying to take you from, you know, from your husband. But where women, they want you. They want more. We always want more. We always want to be more than what we're told. I'm sure they tell them, look, you know, I got a wife. I don't want anything. I just want, you know. I'm sure they tell them that. Do they listen? Hell no. They don't listen because they want more. They want to be where that wife's position is.
I'm sorry,
and
but
normally
in that case,
they get
a
the
lot
wife's
of these...
position.
Mm. So we're talking about those
they
ones
get
who
get the
position.
Okay. They get the position of being the main woman with a damn side hole that you're worried about. And it's sad.
Well,
but it's
I think
true.
What they have this, I think they believe that they're number one and they've been number one. So now that the main is out of the way, it's kind of like a Lifetime movie. They believe that since they got the wife out of the way and they're the one, look, you're not going to come for Lifetime. God, Mom, you're going to stop doing this to me, okay? You're not going to come for my stuff. They believe that because the main is out the way, now they can be the main and everything is great. And then when the man continues to do what he was already doing, they start with the crying and the playing of Jasmine Sullivan albums. And if it's Facebook or if it's SL, they get on SL Facebook, boo-hoo-hoo into the world, and all their friends sitting there co-signing to the fakeness, knowing full well, that was never her man to begin with. Because that's, I think what it is they see the happiness. Kind of like, you know what, I'm going to flip it on you. Kind of like you got, Mommy. Because actually, no, my God, Daddy don't cheat, so let me not go there. But I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Girls, look at you. Because my God, Daddy is a boss. He don't do that. They look at your happiness, and they're like, oh, I want that. You see how Pelly does this for her, and you see how he does that for her. And so they think in their little insipid brains that he's going to turn around and do the same for them. Little do they know, my God, Daddy is an asshole. And that's why I like him, because you don't get two words to him. And
yes.
I feel like, I honestly and truthfully feel like more men... You don't have to be, because in real life, my great uncle, I call him grandpa anyway, my great uncle, he cheats on his wife all the time. But my great uncle, he's a jackass. His side hoes have never, the one who ever stepped out of bounds, when I tell you she got clowned in public, because she came at his wife in a public, because it was at an African party, and she tried it. When I tell you my uncle stepped up and said, don't talk to my wife like that. I slept with you once. I told you then not to bring it up, and you brought it up anyway.
Wow.
I feel like if you're going to go that far, if you really feel the need to have sex, when the side hoe steps out, don't leave your wife, whatever significant other, standing on the side. He did. Because it's one of those things where you knew the arrangement. Know the arrangement, then come around here trying to act like it's a brand new score sheet and it's a brand new game that you just invented by yourself and didn't decide to let nobody else know.
Oh my God.
If you're going
totally
to cheat on your wife or your significant other, make sure you don't leave them hanging when your side hoe comes out her neck trying to talk like she knows you better.
Right.
Because
exactly.
Best believe when you were broke, that was your wife or significant other that was there with you. If she wasn't there with you, that's your bad because you married her. Sorry, don't know what to tell you. But all
it happens much too often, and especially in SL. I mean, I know it happens in real life too, but it gets me in SL that there's some women that just want this. Of course. I mean, there's something missing. Has to be.
Well, yeah.
If you allow yourself to be the side, there's got to be something missing within yourself. Because to me, that has to do with something with self-esteem. If you're allowing someone to basically put you secondary when you should be first, that's something to do with self-esteem.
Well, actually, it's not necessarily self-esteem. It's more along the lines of they grew up in a single-parent home and they had no father. Or they had a father who was sometimes there, sometimes gone. So they want that approval from a man. However, they're not confident enough to do it in a full-time relationship.
Self-esteem.
Excuse me. So they settle. Well, no, I mean, that's not self-esteem to them. I'm just saying. It's not self-esteem to them. It's payback to them. Because they feel like they're getting back at whoever their father hooked up with by hooking up with the man and letting the wife feel it. I don't think a lot of people
wow.
sit there and fully think about why they're doing what they're doing. I don't think a lot of people, when they do this, I don't think they stop and think, oh, but how did my mom feel?
Exactly.
I don't think they stop and think like that. I think it's
exactly.
more along the lines of people are so angry and they are so tired of being alone. I mean, girl, mommy, but you're talking about SL. SL is the same place where people pretend to be gay just so they don't have to go to sleep alone at night. You pretend to like
yeah,
girls
that's,
who
that's
have boy
my,
avatars and tell them never get on mic.
That's next week's subject, by the way.
See,
okay,
my point right there. So you're talking about SL. So, I mean, you can only give them so much hope, you know? Because, I mean, I know you've seen the side hoes on SL who get married every other week, and every time they swear this is the one, even though you know full well they have no more friends because they stole all their previous the ones from their friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so those
That's
are the
true.
Same females who you hear hollering all day, I don't hang out with girls. I don't chill with females. They have too much drama. None of them like me. Blah, blah, blah. Those are the exact same ones you hear hollering all the time. I don't trust girls. I don't trust nobody. Blah, blah, blah. I don't trust nobody around my man. God, mommy, I'm telling you now, every relationship I've ever been with, I don't care who comes around my man. Because he's mine. The day he decides to go and be yours, you can keep him. Don't bring him back. You keep him. You can have him. You can have him in sloppy leftovers. Don't want him no more. Don't care. You can keep him. But all this extra with this whole, that's my man, and I don't want nobody touching him. God, mommy, I'm going to ask you. If God Daddy tells you he's going somewhere and there's a girl's going to be there,
do you care? Not at all.
Right, because you already know what's yours. You already know what's yours. So I'm sitting here confused as to why all these S. I'm not even going to say, I don't feel like it's the wife's fault if she gets cheated on. I don't feel like, well, I can't say I don't feel like it's a side hoe's fault. Unless she was stupid and didn't know. But in SL, sometimes there's no way to not know. Like,
right.
You see that
exactly.
big partner box, especially if you go to Anaconda, because it seems Anaconda is where these fraudulent-ass niggas and individuals stay. You have this big-ass partner name in your partner box. Your tag reads husband. In
mm-hmm.
your pics, you have, like, 5 pages devoted to this woman, and you hop your black ass in my box. Yes, this is me specifically, calling me mommy, knowing full well you're not Rican, you ain't Latin American, you ain't shit. You're
yeah,
saying,
that bothers
saying
me too.
Mommy
yeah.
to me.
That shit's funny to me,
so,
too. That I was always telling Angel about that, your goddad. I'm like, why do they do that? He's like, I have no fucking clue. He said, but I think it's funny.
It's not sexy. It's not like it's how you naturally say it. You just sound stupid. And then you have this girl's name plastered all over your box. Sometimes, I've been there once before when this guy had his wife right there with him. And they're all lovey-dovey in each other's boxes with the pics and stuff like that. And he hits my box. Actually, matter of fact, God, mommy, one, this is so messy, but I don't care. There's a sorority and one of their significant others, we were at an event, and I was telling mommy, and I'm sitting there like, mommy, but I actually like this person. This significant other hops in my box and proceeds to flirt with me. And you know me, I'm disrespectful. So, he didn't really get far because I was just like, okay, and... And then he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm just saying that if, and, you know, if me and you could, and blah, 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 and I stopped talking. And then mommy's sitting there laughing because about 10 minutes later, he hopped in her box.
Oh, what the hell?
His profile change. He's got the last name. He's got